Got your Bible? 5-7. And I don't want to miss God. I just don't want to preach just to preach. You know, I just want to follow the Holy Ghost. But we really need to pray for this generation. I'm sad to say, but when Joshua died, the Bible said there arose a generation knew not the Lord. And I told my wife tonight on the way to church, and I love our family, and her mama is such a nice woman, according to the dictates of this world and how people look at nice people. She's just one of the nicest women you'll meet. And when I take her trash out on Sunday and take her newspaper to the elder ladies next door, she sticks a bulletin in. And I told my wife when she put it in today, I thought, such a nice woman, but never has had no Holy Ghost conviction or light to her soul, as far as being saved. Good woman, as far as a nice and good woman, as far as the world standard. And I love her. But she absolutely has no understanding of what true salvation is. And that's a sad thing when you sit in a religious organization week by week and you never hear the gospel. Now, she's been here a few times, and I preached one morning on being saved. I mean, this really preached strong on being saved. She mentioned it twice to me. She said that you spoke to me. But that's all she said. It's hard for people to break the pattern they've been taught. But I'm just going to say a few things tonight, if you will. Luke 18, if you look with me there, and I'm going to close. I don't want to miss the Holy Ghost. If God's done what He wanted to tonight, and He's testifying, and just being together in fellowship, that's what I want. I don't want to miss the Lord. I really don't want to miss Him. Luke 18, verse 9. The Bible said, in Luke 18:9, and He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank Thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. I will give you a few thoughts tonight, if the Lord will help me, on the difference between a saved person and a good person. There is a difference tonight between being saved and being good. God says there's none good in His sight, and there is none good compared to God and His Word tonight. But far as the difference between saved people and good people, we live in a day of people refining and reforming themselves into what we'd call good people, but they're not saved people. The difference tonight, well, saved people have understanding. They've been born again. God's given them an understanding of the Scripture. Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so there's no understanding to good people. They just have fleshly intellect. They've been taught mentally, but they've never had a work of grace in their heart. And the difference tonight between a saved person is he's got the Spirit of God that's given him spiritual understanding. But good people just just have a fleshly intellect. That's all they know. They might know the terms. They might know, my friend, what to say. But they've never had an act of God in their heart for the work of grace that they have understanding about being born again. And so there's a difference tonight between saved people and good people as far as having understanding. Then tonight, saved people have the power of God, but good people just have influence. There's a difference. You see, you can influence people just by your spiritual, by your spirit. Amen. You can have a forward spirit and influence people. I mean, there's been men in the flesh influence people and do many different things. And they do use their influence. You take tonight leaders in our country and leaders throughout the world, they've got influence, but that don't mean they're right with God. But saved people have the power of God. The power of God is the Holy Ghost living in you and through you that produces life, amen, and how to live right for God. And that's the whole difference. Good people have influence, but saved people have the power of God. Did not our Lord say as such in John 1:12, the people that receive Christ shall be called the sons of God, have the power of God. He give us the power of God. Acts 1:8 said the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and ye shall receive power. And so the difference between a saved man and a good man is the power of God. They'll say this, saved people love the saints. Good people love the crowd. Amen. You see, good people get along with everybody. It don't matter who they are, they're going to get along with them. But friend, tonight, if you're saved, you're not going to get along with everybody because you love Jesus before anybody else. And one thing is true, and you put this down, if you really are saved, you love the people of God. You love the brethren. John said, we know we passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. You love the house of God. You love the brethren. Good people, they just love the crowd. They get along with everybody. And they say, that sure is a good man. But they look at me and you like we're troublemakers. You know, Paul, when he preached, thank God they said he's the ringleader of that sect. They said he's a troublemaker. Thank God. But you know what? He's God's man. But he loved the saints. Amen. And good people, they love the crowd. But saved people love the saints. They love the brethren. I believe this. If you want to see what you're like, you look at your best friend. You look at the people you hang around, and that's a reflection of what you are in your own heart tonight. If you say tonight you won't be around saved people, thank God that know God. You don't want to hang around the world and the things of this world. Brother tonight, I tell you this, saved people love the brethren. Good people love the crowd. They'll say this, saved people are forgiven. Amen. I mean, we've been forgiven. Here's a man said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. He was forgiven. He knew what it was to be forgiven. But good people are religious, are self-righteous. You see, this one man said, I'm glad I'm not like this other man. And that's the way good people look at it. They say, well, I don't go out and do this or that. I don't do that much wrong. I'll tell you, if you're saved tonight, you thank God you are forgiven. You thank God he took you out of a life of sin. But good people say, well, I'm not that bad. I haven't done that wrong. I go to church. I do the best I can. Surely God will let me go to heaven because I'm a good person. You're not good enough to go to heaven. You might be good enough in your family sight, but you're not good enough in God's sight because there'll be nobody go to God's heaven because they was good. They'll go because they're forgiven of their sin. And so saved people are forgiven. Good people are self-righteous. And then I'll say this, saved people are spiritual and good people are religious. You know, saved people know what it is to be born again. And they got God living in them. Did not the Bible say, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But good people in Acts do the, you know, they do charitable deeds. They do all these things. I ain't got to get a pat on the back. I mean, they go to the soup kitchens and they do all them good things. But that don't attain any righteousness. That don't attain the approval of God. But saved people, they're spiritual. They think spiritual. They walk spiritual because they've got the Spirit of God. A man without the Spirit of God is none of
his. And so there's a difference in saved people and good people. And they'll say this, saved people love the truth, but good people love traditions. Amen. I'll tell you, saved people love the Bible. Oh, King James Bible. Amen. Thank God they love it, brother. They don't get offended at the Word of God. They like the truth. Amen. The straighter it is, and you can't get no straighter than what it is. They love the truth. But good people like traditions. Amen. They like the traditions of the church. They like them things, you know, that grandpa and grandma always done, whether it was in the Bible or not. Amen. They'd rather go to hell and not move their membership and get right with God because grandma is buried in the graveyard out there. Or I went to Bible school here. Or Uncle so-and-so put the tree in the yard. Amen. I tell you, that's foolish. I'd rather be around an old leather lung preacher. Thank God it's got the truth than to be in a pack of lies and tradition that people's caught up in. I tell you tonight, good people, they never get bothered because they don't have the truth. They just say, well, everybody's good, and it don't matter really what they say, long as they do the best they can. I tell you, the best you can do is send you to hell. You better look at what he done. I tell you, saved people love the truth. Thank God they like old time preaching. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. They like it. Thank God if it burns them. And my friend takes the hide off of them. Thank God they like it. Because they know it's the only thing going to help them. Amen. It's not watered down. Thank God you don't water down the gospel. The gospel is as it is. And you come as you are as a sinner. And if you think you're good enough tonight, you've been deceived in your traditions of men. Amen. That's right, brother. Saved people glory in the cross. Good people glory in their works. That's right. Saved people glory in the cross. They glory in Christ. They don't glory in their works. You don't hear saved people say, well, look what I've done. No, you'll hear saved people saying, thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Lord Jesus and what he done for me. You don't hear people saying that. They'll say, thank God. I mean, the Lord let me do this. Or I went and fed my neighbor or something. All these works and what they done down at the church and wearing the Sunday school pens and all this stuff. Well, I sung in the choir all my life and I taught the elder class. And that's all they talk about. They don't talk about what God done for them. You know why? They just good people. Amen. I'll tell you what tonight, friend. I know some good people tonight. Amen. That live morally good and good people as far as what the world looks at. But they know nothing about glory in the cross and dying to self and coming as a begging sinner unto the Lamb of God that gave his life. There is a difference tonight. And brother, it's in the truth. It's in the cross. And I don't believe a person gets saved apart from the truth and apart from the cross. They can't get saved by infant baptism. They don't get saved, my friend, by being immersed. They don't get saved by joining the church. They get saved by going to Calvary. Amen. There's a difference tonight between saved people and good people. I'll say this, saved people have the honor of God. Good people have the honor of men.
Yeah.
That's right. Saved people say God honors them because the Son of God. Good people's honored by men. And brother, men is what they're looking for the honor of. Jesus said you can't have the honor of God and the honor of men. And he said you'll miss God's heaven if you're wanting the honor of men. And that's what most men's got tonight. You know that rich man that died and went to hell? If you read about him, it would look like to me that he had these funeral rites and everybody's looking up to him. And when he died, he had done so many good deeds. And you know, no doubt some liberal minister probably would get up and say, this man done so many good things that he went to heaven. I'll tell you, that's the way people think today. Amen. They don't have the honor of God. They have the honor of men. I remember I've told you this before. After I got saved, I was concerned about sinners. And this old man on the job, named Elmer, that's what his name was. I talked to him about God. He said, I'm all right. You don't have to talk to me. He went down to the Lutheran religion where I come out of after God saved me. I went down there to the priest. preacher, and I said, I say that lightly, he wasn't a preacher, but I went to him anyhow, that's his title. And I said, I don't know about Elmer. I said, I don't think he's saved. And he said, well, I think he's all right. He said he took communion before he died, and he mowed the church yard every week. And I thought, dear God, man, you even a lost man. I mean, you lost and going to hell yourself. People believe in that bunch of lies. And they honoring men. They honoring men. That's what they got, to honor men. This man done this or this man done that. And even Baptist people, I've heard them say, you know, that man no doubt's in heaven. He is a good man. Well, my friend, he's not good enough to go to heaven. He'll have to be born again. Have to get under conviction and come begging as a poor hell-bound sinner and come to God that way. I'll tell you this. I was going to preach tonight on that room tonight where Jesus, God said, go out and compel them to come in. He said they went out and got the blind, the halt, the maimed, and then that was paralyzed. And he said, I brought them in. My house is full. He said, my house is still got some room. And you know what I got to thinking about? All them people made excuses why they couldn't come. They said, well, I can't come. I got to go prove oxen. They said, I can't come. I got some ground to look at. And that other man said, I've got a wife and I can't come. But you know what? Them blind people, them halt people, them maimed people, amen, listen, they couldn't say that because they didn't have the ability to do any of that. They couldn't go say, well, I got ground to look at. That's blind, amen. That's right. They couldn't go out and prove no oxen. Thank God there's lame. Amen. They couldn't do none of that. But Jesus said, go get that crowd. They can't make that excuse. They're not going to turn us down because they got oxen to prove. Amen. They got ground to go see because a blind man wouldn't go look at ground. I'll tell you what God showed me. He'll go after them that's reachable. Thank God. And there's a world reachable with the gospel tonight. But they're going to have to come blind and maimed and halted and poor. And when you got something, you don't think you need anything. But when you're poor, thank God you don't have nothing. That's when you look for something. Amen. That's right, brother. Think about that. Amen. They wasn't looking for the honor of men. They couldn't do nothing. Amen. The Bible said that's poor, halt, maimed, and blind. Where would a blind man say, well, I got to go look at my ground? What would a halt man say? I got to go prove my oxen. Amen. That's right. Brother, they couldn't do it. That's where we were. That's that crowd he filled the house of God up with. When the supper time was there, he got looked in there and said, look at blind. There's a bunch of blind people that's been invited and they came. There's a bunch of halt people, a bunch of maimed people, a bunch of evil plague. Thank God it looks bad, don't it? Oh, he said, no, it looks good. Thank God them's the ones I invited. Amen. Then that would come. Amen. He said, well, your house is, thank God, got some room yet. He said, go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Go out there and get them Gentiles, thank God, that don't think they're religious and don't think they know anything and say they're a bunch of old dogs that don't know the covenant of God, and go get them that my house may be filled. And he said, don't go back and invite that other crowd. They're not going to come anyhow. Amen, brother. I'm just telling you tonight, friend, saved people know where it's at. They know it's in Jesus. They know it's in the invitation he gave. Thank God, as a poor, hell-bound sinner and came to the bleeding Lamb of God and gave their self unto him to be saved. But good people say, I'm all right. I've got to honor men. I got ground to go prove. Oxen to prove. Ground to see. I married a wife and I can't come. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, friend, thank God it'll get beyond that. You'll thank God you got in on the supper. You'll thank God that he let you in and he honored you because you honored him. Amen. That's right. That's the difference. I'll say this, I'm through. Saved people go to heaven. Good people go to hell. That's right. That's right. Saved people go to heaven. Good people go to hell. You say, will there be good people in hell? Yes. There will be. According to man's standard, they're good people. But you got to be saved to go to heaven. You got to go to Calvary. You got to humble yourself. Come to Jesus. And you've been invited by the Holy Ghost. He's really the servant that went out and preached to that crowd. Mr. Barnard said that supper really was a supper of salvation. That's what he said. But I'll tell you this. There's room tonight, thank God, for the cross.
Amen.
And there's room at the table.
Yeah.
And did not our writer say in Hebrews, I've tasted of the heavenly gift. I've tasted of the heavenly gift. That's what you'll taste of when you come to His table.
Amen.
Oh, yes. He said there's room. Thank God, I'll say this and I'm through tonight. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And if I go prepare a place for you.
What?
Yeah, I was looking at, I've heard these versions say, in my Father's house are many rooms.
Yeah.
How can you get that out of mansions?
Yeah.
In my Father's house are many mansions. That means there's a residence there. There's a place there. Of a mansion that he in my Father's house. That's plural. Are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
A place. A place. There's a spot for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And Thomas said, Lord, we know neither where thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way.
Yeah.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But the devil today's got people so blinded and they think they're the way, but they're not the way. His Christ is the way. There's no other way. And He'll take you there. He's got to get me there because I'm already there in the eyes of God and I can't get out because I'm already in. Amen. I was thinking tonight, there are some things I can't do. That's right. There are some things I can do. There are some things I can't do. That's right. And I'll tell you this. I can't mess up what God's got over there. That's right. Think about that. That's right. I put my hand on some things out here. I can mess some things up. But I can't mess up what He's got over there. Amen. That's right. Because He prepared it. And no man put his hand to it. I'm just telling you now, if you're saved, brother, people might look at you and say, well, I just don't believe they're saved. It don't matter what they say. I hate people might say that sometimes, but the fact of it is, there's going to be people who say that because they want to say it. They don't like what you stand for, and they'll tell you they're as good as you are, and what you ought to say is, you might need to rephrase that. Thank God you're as not good off as I am. You might be as good as I am, but you're not as good off as I am, because I have a place that I'm going to one day, and if you don't get saved, you won't make it there, amen. That's right. People have said, I'm good as they are. I said, well, I agree to that. But can you say you're good as Jesus is? Ain't a man walking can and never could. But I'll tell you what, saved people will be in heaven.
Yeah. Amen.
Sure. Amen.
Right.
That's right, brother. And good people, sad to say, that's never been saved, will end up in hell.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what's happened in this day, and I'm through. We've had a great decline of Bible preaching and truth. That what's happened in our churches, we've reformed people into sheep that's not sheep. You can't reform a sinner. He's got to be reborn. And you say, I can go to Westside Baptist Church. Brother Hyde's the pastor. I know them people. I've been going there for a while. But if all you got's reformation and you've reformed to fit in and never been reborn to get in,
right,
then you're only a good person.
Right.
You got to be born again. That's right. I appreciate the Holy Ghost living in me. Appreciate the testifying tonight. And I'll tell you this, only the power of God can testify through a man.
Yeah, right.
I felt His presence tonight. Let's stand. I appreciate you being here.